You might have noticed that overnight the US dollar peaked out, or the euro bottomed out at about 113.95, and it's now trading a little bit above that at 114. The popular reason for that is the beginning of negotiations between China and the United States. But having spent 9 years of my life in the Foreign Service, and if I look at the appointees, both from China and from the United States, to those negotiations, they're under secretaries, which means they're kind of divisional heads within their departments, but certainly not departmental heads, even in an administrative sense. And so that's the kind of group that you have if you want to start having a negotiation about what the agenda of the actual negotiation is going to be about. So I think it's a good sign that the Chinese are prepared to talk rather than fight. But I think it would be many, many months before you get real progress out of these kind of negotiations. I think what's actually happening with the US dollar is significantly different from that. I think there's been significant capital inflow into the US dollar because of tax reform. This is the year in which US corporations can bring them money back from offshore and pay a reduced rate of tax. I note that the US government financial year ends at the end of September. Most taxes are paid at this time in August and in September, which is why we tend to get seasonal weakness in the stock market this time. So my view is that we're entering or entering the couple of months of the strongest period of the US dollar, and as we get into the beginning of the next financial year, or government financial year, which begins in October for the US, then you could see the beginning of capital outflows from the US and real downward pressure on the US dollar start to emerge. Now, why that's interesting is because the euro, when you see our models that are part of the Quarterly Institutional Presentation, which will be available 2 weeks from today's date, what you'll see is that the euro is as cheap as it was when it bottomed out at 104 in 2016, or cheaper than that. Okay, so it is definitively at the point where the euro, which is the major single swing factor in the major component in the US dollar index, is at a point where historically it has found significant support, and the US dollar is at a point where historically it has found significant resistance. Okay. And so I think it would be pretty reasonable to expect that when you get into the final part of this year, you're going to see strength in the euro rather than strength in the US dollar. Now, that's important when we now look at the Aussie dollar. Quite a number of you have asked me about what I think about the Aussie dollar. And the model you'll see in the Quarterly Institutional Presentation will show an updated fair value of the Aussie dollar of 77 cents, which is almost 5 cents higher than it's been trading in recent days. The standard error of this model is just under 6 cents. So, what we can say is where the Aussie dollar has been in the last little while is about 0.85 of a standard error too cheap. It's not as cheap as the euro is, so it might be at the beginning of a bottoming process. So we'd expect basically when we get into the end of the year that both the euro and the Aussie dollar will go up, but the euro will go up first and the Aussie dollar will follow.